Al torim yodcho al chavecho. Don't lift your hand against your friend. V'af himu mekale lesovicho v'esimcho befonecho. Even if it causes you such a pain that he curses your father and your mother in front of you, nevertheless, al torim yodcho al chavecho, don't lift up your hand. Is the Pashtun's one speaks about lifting up the hand with the kavona to give him, to strike him. It's like we know from Chazal, kol amerim yod al chavero is called the Roshe, from lomo sakereyecho, from the Torah, even though he didn't strike him, he lifted up his hand. So he wants to defend his parents, he wants to intervene on behalf of the covet of his parents. When the son will be called the Roshe because of that, it's not really a covet for his parents. Really, to lift up his hand to defend his parents, that's not really, it doesn't help them really. I saw brought down from the Ponovich Rov learns that Al Torim Yotchal Chavecho is not with the Kavona to strike the other one. But he makes a movement where the other one curses the parents, he makes a movement with the hand, like that, with a hand movement. That's also not the right thing to do. Even my bee is not called the Roshe. It's a too big zilzul. He wants to intervene for the covet of his parents. He's not allowed to be mezalzel in others. He can tell him, you're wrong, to give him terchoche, why did he do that? But turim yotchal chavecho, to make a movement with the hand, that's also not the right thing to do. The priest can bring that to avoid, to hold back a person, to make a issur before he makes the issur, might be that it's not an issur to give him a strike. But we speak here; it happened already. After it happened, a person who is merim yod al chavero is called the roshe. He shouldn't do that. Chananel ben Akash emor zakos bochol zakos esis. Lefichay vulem treiro mitzvah shenema.